don't want to insult those wildly inventive cooks out there who have done these new wave burgers, but I have to tell you, no decent burger should have to endure slathers of things like vanilla sea urchin butter or blueberry anchovy foam or 10 chili mayo. The great burger is about ketchup. And the dreamiest ketchups are homemade. Some of the best homemade versions come from Karen Solomon. She's the food writer who lives to preserve. Karen's written Jam It, Pickle It, Cure It. Karen, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about ketchup. First of all, it's, you know, the all-American condiment.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the ketchup that we have is usually tomato ketchup, but there's a whole backdrop of ketchups that have happened all over the world. So what are your favorite kinds of ketchup?
Oh, well, of course, you know, the red stuff. But I have to admit, I prefer my homemade to that particular national brand that has become synonymous with the meaning of ketchup. But I am actually even a bigger fan of plum ketchup, which, you know, in summer, I love going to the farmers markets. We get so many wonderful varieties of plums here in California. And a homemade plum ketchup is, it's tart, it's savory, it's sweet and acidic. In my mind, that's actually a perfect ketchup.
Well, so what are the basics of doing it?
You start with some plums and you boil them down to kind of render their flesh. You know, you boil them to burst the skins and to cook the pulp, and then you strain that to get rid of all the skins and to get rid of the pits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that puree and you mix it with a little bit of orange marmalade, which adds a really nice citrusy note and also just makes it a little bit tartar. And then you add some of the warm spices that we tend to think of with ketchup, a little cinnamon, some cardamom. I also add a little bit of star anise, maybe a bay leaf or two. And then to balance out the sweetness of the fruit, I always like to add either onions or garlic or both, just something to you know, make it taste mm-hmm. that much more savory.
Right.
And then you cook it down into a really, really delicious sauce. And in our house, it goes pretty quick.
Okay, now the big question. How do you do the great all-American ketchup?
You know, this is sort of a funny thing, but I actually prefer the taste of my own homemade canned ketchup when I start with canned tomatoes. There's something about the starting with canned tomatoes that they're kind of halfway prepared for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they break down a lot more easily, and it just loans itself a better flavor. And, of course, the finished product cooks up a lot more quickly as well. But basically, I puree canned tomatoes, and I brown some onion. And that's a really important step because, you know, the taste of raw onion versus browned onion, that adds a lot of sweetness. It adds a lot of flavor complexity to the ketchup as well. And then I combine the two with a little tea bag of spices. So I like to put in some cardamom, some cloves, a little bay leaf, black peppercorn, a little star anise, you know, those warm spices
right,
that we think
right.
of kind of associated with a ketchup. And then I let that boil into the vegetable puree and then also kind of let it steep for a while. And then, of course, I think what makes a ketchup is the addition of vinegar and sugar. I like to use a little brown sugar because it has that nice, you know, that nice kind of caramelizing
mm-hmm,
note.
Mm-hmm.
And also some champagne vinegar, because which maybe seems like overkill, I guess, for a ketchup. But I think that, again, it's not too aggressive, not too assertive. I'm a big fan of white distilled vinegar in general for pickling. But
yeah.
in my ketchup, I like that tang just a little bit mellowed.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Great. Karen, thank you.
Lynn, thank you.
Karen Solomon's book is Jam It, Pickle It, Cure It. And for her homemade ketchup, check out the website, splendidtable.org.